Definitely one of the best U2 songs. The mayor is a big U2 fan. That's why I always play U2 bringing him on. Mayor Grover Robinson, just freshly back off of vacation. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you so much. My wife and I had a good trip for Father's Day. I was supposed to come with my son, but we're going to do a different – we're going somewhere later this summer. But anyways, it didn't work out for him, but my wife did fill in, and we had a great trip, and it was a lot of fun.
Where'd you go, Nevada? Is that right?
We did. We went to Great Basin National Park in Nevada. It was amazing. I told you, I know how you are with trees. We saw the oldest trees in the world. They're like the oldest one that was over 5,000 was actually in this park.
Oh, wow.
But there were several that we saw that were 3,000, 4,000 years old in the park. It's just amazing to see, living organisms that have been there for that long a time. Is just simply amazing. Blows your mind.
You know, it's funny because we always look at the old oaks here that are a couple hundred years old maybe, and then to see something like that, it reminds me of being in Europe. And, you know, you see things that are like, it was a castle that has been a ruins for 500 years, and you're like, that's been a ruins longer than we've had a country. I mean, you know, it really changes your perspective.
I know. It's crazy. You think, if it's been here a couple hundred years, that's really old. But then you see other things that are just amazing. But that was truly special. It's a great place. Our national parks are amazing places. I've been trying to get to several of them. My whole goal is, after COVID, I came out and said, I want to go visit all of them eventually. So that's my goal, and I'm trying to see things while I'm still young enough to go out and hike them and enjoy it and do everything else. I will say, at 13,000 feet, I did not make the top of Mount Wheeler. I got to about 12,400 feet, and that was about as far up as this Flatlander could go. It was about every 10 feet at that point. I was trying to suck in air.
So close.
I think I had a headache the whole time I was out there because of the altitude. It's definitely a little bit different, a little bit higher elevation than we're used to.
Yeah, that is 3 miles almost. That's 2.5 miles. That's pretty good. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and by the way, I love that goal, going to see all these national forests. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was the stormwater fee. This has kind of been lingering on my list, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it.
Okay.
The stormwater fee is going up. How much is it going to go up for city residents, what is that going to do?
Again, it's based on the average unit, and again, not everybody's house is average, so it all slides up. But based on the average unit, it is going up for you at about $4 a year.
Okay.
It will go up $4 a year this year and has the ability to go up about $4 next year. That fee is in charge of what we do, all the stuff that we've done, and everything as we put in. Remember, as we put in more vaults and more stuff, it takes more money to maintain it. So that's really just dealing with maintenance, and that's what we told we told the council. I mean, the staff first came to me and said, "Oh my God, we're gonna have to raise this 25%." I was like, "Okay, we can look at raising it, but we're not going to raise it 25%. We'll just do what we've got to do." They looked around, evaluated it, and said, "Hey, we can make it work for this." And again, it's $4, and I understand every dollar counts for every person, but at the end of the day, this is something that is making a tremendous impact. We've seen it on Bayou Jahar. What we've been able to do on the city side of Bayou Chico, the things we're doing going into Pensacola Bay, it is making a difference everywhere we've been able to do it. It's probably one of the smartest things that we've done, and we've seen actual positive impact from it. So if they're going to come to me and say, we're putting in more of these things, we need more maintenance, and we need to figure out a way to work with it, I'm like, let's do it. We'll do what we need to do. But we're only going to do what we need to do to take care of the maintenance. I'm not doing anything that's going to be exorbitant on the taxpayer or anything else.
Yeah, and this is a good note. Like, right, the infrastructure, it's expensive to put in, but it's also an additional cost to maintain. And look, you can't let it fall into disrepair and then rob Peter to pay Paul later on. You know, that's one of the challenges we run into with
exactly.
Other stuff. So that's good.
Again, hey, everybody's average.
Yeah, on that note of the infrastructure, I know people drive over this bridge every day on 9th Avenue over Carpenter's Creek. Can you just tell them what the construction project is accomplishing? Because I bet there's a lot of people that don't know.
It's FDOT. Again, it's another FDOT bridge. So we're working with them. We've been working on this for a while. There are a couple things that are happening on it. One, it's got to be replaced. Two, they are replacing it in a better way. They've raised it. They're trying to do some environmental parts of the creek. What happened the old way we did things, we put a box culvert in there. It has caused some of the erosion, some of the other things that have happened to Carpenter's Creek. So what we're trying to do is give more, is is raise the bridge and give more more opportunity for the water to go through in not a congested area. We hope that will create a better Carpenter's Creek. I don't think it was everything that Sherry wanted and some of the advocates wanted, and I, frankly, when I was a commissioner, I pushed DOT to try to do more. But I don't think it was everything we wanted, but it was it is going to be an improvement. But one, it had to be replaced. The bridge simply we couldn't continue to go over. People don't realize there is a bridge there. It was a bridge, a creek, and it needed to be replaced. What is going to be replaced with, I also believe, will also allow you to now see the creek. It won't be so low and so narrow and create so many environmental problems for the creek. It's not going to be the best we could get, but it's definitely going to be better than what we had.
All right, well, that's good. And that's the point, as you say, I think a lot of people drove over that not even realizing they were driving over the creek right there, which is kind of an interesting phenomenon. There was a meeting last night about Bruce Beach and the future there. You were at the meeting. What was the takeaway?
You know, I liked what they presented. I think there is a little bit of tension, and it certainly showed up last night. There are some people that want the park to be totally passive and very natural. There are other people that say, hey, there were certain amenities that were promised here that was going to be, the community, and talk about the historic value, and in a sense also be inclusive and be able to get everybody down to the beach that we can't do right now. So I think there is some tension between the hardening and the naturalness. I think they worked very hard to produce two things, and then sometimes when I hear people complain, tells me that they're actually, not everybody's getting 100% of what they want, but people are getting what they want, which I think was, from the designer and what we asked them to do, I think it's a good thing. But if you want to make your opinion known, last night was the virtual meeting, tonight is the in-person one. It's going to be at the amphitheater if everything holds weather-wise. However, if it is raining, we're moving it inside City Hall. So,
okay.
If it's rain, do not get discouraged. Just show up at City Hall, and we're having it inside City Hall. But we'd love to have it outside where everybody can participate. We think it's a good venue, and we did that on hashtag. So please show up tonight and let us know what your thoughts are on Bruce Beach. We'd love to hear it. We think this is a chance to have an urban beach experience that you can have here. It's very rare in a downtown area. We think it can be very positive, but we also have intentionally left some spaces very natural.
Yeah.
Because our whole goal is to also leave it there for nature, and also have it as a sort of buffer dealing with, talk about resiliency and storms. And some of the things, that area is high enough. It really survived. Even Sally and other stuff, it really was not as impacted at the very top of it. So we are trying to move some of our amenities downtown to there rather than other places where they continue to go underwater and we continue to have problems with them. So
I'll put in my 2 cent suggestion for what I imagine is either crazy or maybe somebody else has mentioned it. That would be a great place for a dog park. Particularly even maybe at the top of the hill in that unused space that's kind of, some people camp up there every once in a while. But I don't know, it just occurs to me that we don't have a dog park in that vicinity exactly, and that would be a great location for one if it could be figured out.
Well, we are opening one in Kiwanis Park, which is a little bit smaller one, but we are in that area of downtown at Kiwanis Park.
Okay.
On the west side over there, putting in a dog park over there. We've been looking, trying to figure out somewhere in that area to do one. So we have one already underway so people don't have to wait for this park to be developed.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, I know you've got the annual resident satisfaction survey underway, and we want to make sure that people are aware of that so you can go online and complete that. That's very important for you knowing, metrically where you're at. But also there was this discussion at DIB about potentially closing Palafox to cars for certain times. They decided not to do that. This is sort of an ongoing conversation about how to generate traffic downtown and benefit the businesses and also give people their freedom of motion. Do you have an opinion about this?
We looked at some of this with COVID when the whole idea was to try to get people outside and doing businesses so we could have businesses open. What we came to was we tried to talk about doing something on weekends that would not mess up the retailers as much. I know there was that discussion. I think there's always an idea of how you generate more activity. And I think we're always trying to find that. But there's always a balance. It's just like what I talked about with the park. You have people who want it, the amenities for people. You have people who have natural. There's always this tension. You have people that use the street in retail. You have people that want to use it for a different type of use. There's always a natural tension. If we can find ways to work with both, it's in our interest to do that. It'll be better for everyone. I think, you know, we are so lost in trying to have it 100% our way that we've forgotten we can have a really productive community. If we give a little bit, we'll get a little bit. And sometimes, you know, I don't know where we've gone, Andrew, but that's my biggest problem, and I continue to say that in public service. We have lost the ability to figure out how to work through things, and all we want is 100% of what we want. And it is the worst thing facing cities. It's the worst thing facing our country. It is a terrible epidemic. I don't know how we're going to get through, but we've got to figure out how to work together and what's most important to achieve things, whether it's the park, whether it's how we utilize other public infrastructure. Not everybody in the city wants the same thing.
Right.
That's okay. Let's figure out the best way to utilize it where everybody gets a chance to get something out of it. So,
yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you that this is a problem for us as a nation as well. Mayor Robinson, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks.